County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. And this segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
How you doing today, coach?
Good, Harold.
This past Friday, we had to take another long trip. This Buccaneer team has been on the road quite a bit. They're building up those
six of eight games.
Those miles. Anyway, y'all have to travel up to Sylvania, which is in Screven County, and face the Screven County Gamecocks, another region opponent, and a team that we really, a game that we really needed to win in order to solidify a second place standing in the region. So for the playoffs, we could maybe get that first game at home.
Yeah, it was we were both tied for second, so right now we're in sole possession of second place, and it probably was our best game of the year.
It was a great win. Final score, 47-14. Let's talk about what did your team do? I mean, I know you're a running team. Tell me about the highlights.
Yeah, I guess the overall highlights, we rushed for 477 yards and 32 yards passing. So, but we did score a touchdown on the pass.
Coach, your passing statistics aren't really great, but the rushing is phenomenal.
Yeah. We took four shots down the field. We were 1 for 4 with a touchdown and one interception. So, you know, we do it just enough to make your DBs get bored.
Well, the word on Screven County was they're huge.
They were. They were really big.
When Metter was here, I talked to some of their fan base before and after the game, and because we were talking about Screven County, and they said when they saw Screven County, they said they were worried to death. They were monsters.
They're really big, and we decided we weren't going to match size with them, so we countered that with everything we did offensively and defensively was pure speed oriented.
Yeah, well, you were very, very effective. How many different running backs did you have carrying the ball?
Oh man, let's see. We had a normal trio.
I know Trent was back.
Yeah, plus Will, that's 4. Plus Tyrese is 5. Miles is 6. Hunter is 7. DeAndre 8.
Jarice was in there, wasn't he?
Yeah, Jarice. Yeah, that's a normal trio. So I would say 8 to 9 running backs carried the ball.
Wow, wow. And how many of them got 100 yards?
Just 2. Trent was at 121 yards, and Austin Crosby was at 114.
That's great. That's a great contribution there from Austin. And he just got back and had some injuries, didn't he?
Yes, he was back. Honestly, it was the best game I've seen him play since I've been here. He graded out 94% at running back. We put him in some running quarterback position plays. He ran the jet sweep well, the counter well. He blocked well. He had a great game.
Did Seth have to punt any in this game?
No, but he did punt for the JV one time.
Okay.
I don't know how he liked that, but he had to punt.
Well, he's a great punter and a great asset on kickoffs and the extra points,
too. Yeah, he had a rarity the other night. He kicked off. They returned it up our sideline. We had a big hit, and they fumbled. And Will Jones had it in one hand, and it kind of wet that night. It slipped out of his hand, and Seth recovered his own kickoff. Oh, that was cool.
That's good. That's great. That's great. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, coach, talked a little bit about your offense, 477 yards rushing, 32 yards passing, over 500 yards. What about the defense? How did they perform?
We have a defensive goal every Friday to give up less than 3 scores, and we have met that all 10 weeks. That happened again Friday. We gave up one varsity score, and they scored late against our JV. So they played well. We ran a four-man front most of the ball game, and then they started. They brought, because they had no tight end in the game, they brought a tight end to extend a gap. And when they did that, we stunted, brought some pressure to that tight end, because we thought, you know, hey, you're putting that kid in for a reason. So
yep.
after we slowed that down, we did fine. I think the only time they scored on us, we threw an interception. They got the ball on a short field and scored on us. After that, they didn't move the ball a lot.
That's good. How many total yards did they have on offense?
I'm not positive about their totals. I hadn't, honestly, I just didn't pay attention. I was more focused on who we had next week and getting in the playoffs.
Well, y'all really dominated them right from the start.
Yeah, they didn't have many. They had, if you take out the long JV run, they probably had less than 100 yards, or right at 100 yards maybe. But they had a big run by one of their backs against our second team late in the ballgame and scored. So that added to the run total.
Well, it's good that you got to play. I guess you played everybody.
We played every kid, got at least a play or two, and you know some of them a couple of series. So it was good. Right, our JV offense scored, so that was awesome.
Well, that's good for the future.
Yeah, those guys were worn out. They had a better football team than what they'd shown that night. We just, I think, caught them by surprise.
Yeah. Well, I think they were. You know, they just didn't step up for the opportunity.
No, it was real quiet in the stadium that night, and we felt like our kids were ready to play, and their kids, I don't know if they didn't know who, you know, we could play or overlooked us, but they played flat, and I've seen them on film play, you know, play pretty well.
So yeah.
They beat, you know, I saw them on film beat ECI, and we had a hard time with ECI, so they can play when they want to.
Yeah, when I saw that Scriven County ECI score, and I thought to myself, wow, this is going to be a really tough matchup for us. And Metter handled them pretty well, but Metter's a pretty awesome football team. We only gave up two defensive scores to them, but we could only get one touchdown out of Metter. But I thought Scriven County would be a tight, close game.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad to see the team step up and –
Yeah, that one win against ECI had me concerned. I'd seen some other areas that I liked, you know, said, okay, we can do this or that. And we came in, you know, we didn't have our tight end. Ryan Burkhart was out.
Right.
So we went with a balanced formation. What I mean by that, we had a tight end and a split end and a slot on each side. So we made them, they're a strong side oriented defense. So we gave them no strong side to call. So they were just guessing where the strong side was. Of course, we ran away from it a lot.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Take what the defense gives you. You going to be working on the passing game any?
We've been working on it. We scored two touchdowns in two games, and let's see, had four interceptions too.
Yeah.
So we're either feast or famine in that category.
You sound like Cam Newton.
Yeah. Cam did pretty well last night. I was watching him play. He completed his first 11 passes.
Yeah, he did. He did well. But they showed that stat at the beginning of the game. He was two touchdown passes for the season with seven interceptions. So he'd been
having a rough
season. We're
not quite there yet. Our quarterback Dalton has thrown some untimely interceptions, but he's also thrown two pretty touchdowns the last 2 weeks.
He has. Well, we'll talk about that more. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, let's talk about the running attack that you imposed on Scriven County with 477 yards. Let's start with our big running back, Trent.
Trent was back. He wasn't full speed, but he was back, so we didn't want to put the whole load on him, so we focused the offense in some different areas. Trent was 13 carries, 142 yards, and a touchdown. Or not one, no, I'm sorry, 124 and a touchdown. So he did, you know, did some good things, and then we opened up the wingback game just a little more.
Now, when you pulled him out, who did you put in his place?
We had Will Jones replaced him. Will had 9 carries for, you know, 45 or so yards, and then Tyrese Campbell came in and ran some other fullback plays. I think he had 7 carries for 56 yards.
That's good. That's good. And you said you had about 9 running backs running the ball that
night.
Yeah,
we had a lot of wing backs. Biggest wing back was Austin Crosby with his, you know, over 100 yards performance. And then you had Miles Wood at, you know, 8-9 carries, 50-something yards and score. You had Jarese Campbell, who he had, I think, 7 carries, 60-something yards and a touchdown reception. So we were really balanced was the attack. We didn't – if they keyed on one kid, the other kid was running by them. So that was what we did.
Scriven County was probably – the defensive coach over there was probably pulling his hair out trying to figure out.
They couldn't find the ball. It was pretty good. We had this kind of set where we call it buddy. And the two split ends line up on the same side just outside the tackle.
Okay.
And it creates a – if you just have to the outside linebacker doesn't know against Buddy if he should go inside the buddies or outside of the buddy.
Yeah.
So we put him in a real bind when we made the buddy set and ran some plays behind it, you know, cut it up underneath the buddies or outside the buddy set. It was the kids liked it really well anyway.
That's interesting. Well, you threw 4 passes for the whole game.
4 passes the whole game. That's one per quarter if you do the math here.
Well, that's right. Was it third down and long, or was it first down, or did you just decide?
I think most of them were first or second down.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't run play action on third and long in a run offense. Everybody knows you're doing it, so you've got to hit them on the – you got to take roll the dice a little bit and hope they're playing a run coverage. And we were 1-for-4, but we missed a wide-open Kyle Lloyd. He was 20 yards behind the defensive back and missed him. Then we threw a touchdown to Jarese Campbell. So we were 1-for-2.
Yeah.
Should have been 2-for-2. And then we threw an interception on a slant that got extended into the middle of the field. And then we threw a Dalton made a good decision and threw the ball away when one of the other long fade routes was covered up.
Yeah, when Dalton has time and can set up, he's pretty accurate. He's got a pretty strong arm,
too. He struggled a little bit with his decision-making, but he's getting better. He only made one bad decision the other night. 3 of his 4 choices were good decisions.
Well, that's good. That's good. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk a little bit about the defense and what kind of an offense was was Scriven County throwing at you?
Well, they ran a spread H-back offense. That's the mobile tight end.
Right.
The tight end's not on the line of scrimmage. They could move him around side to side. So they ran twin receivers to one side, a solo receiver to the other, and they could move that H-back to get into trips or a double twin look. So what they were doing to other teams, they were seeing where you lined up, motioning that H-back to the weak side and then running at you there. So we gave them a four-man front, a balanced four-man front, so if he moved, we didn't care
right
where he was. So that really helped us for a long time in the ball game until they inserted a true tight end on the line of scrimmage with the H-back. So they went with 2 tight ends, but on the same side, one on the line, one off the line. And they hurt us a little bit with that. We struggled with that this year, just lining up and hitting us in the mouth, you know, right there in that particular area. So we had been working on it, and I got a first down or two, and then we adjusted and, you know, put in some of the things we had practiced, and we shut them down.
Yeah. They had a pretty good quarterback, didn't they, that was mobile and could throw the ball.
Yeah. I forgot to look. I think we put the quarterback out. He took a lick to the jaw or something in the first quarter. Anyway, it was first quarter before I noticed the backup was in. He may have been in the whole time, but I knew we were getting after him pretty quick. They had the opposite side of that H-back is an undefended edge in our defense.
Right.
So when you let Quan Proctor come off the edge with no blockers, then you better get the ball off fast.
And yeah, so yeah. Quan.
We did that. Well, that Quan had a big ball game doing that. Will Jones had another big game.
Juan's had quite a few sacks coming off that defensive end position.
Yeah, he did. He sure did. Our defense played really well. You know, our linebackers are really strong in there. We've got a secondary that's coming around, getting better every week. I think they might have only completed one pass, maybe two tops.
Wow. That's really shutting them down.
Yeah, we did a good job there. They never drove the ball on us. We got a short field from an interception, and then they had their best running back come back. He'd been out for 8 weeks, and, of course, he got healthy for McIntosh.
Of course.
Just my luck, our luck, but we did a good job. He scored on us, though. Their only touchdown other than the varsity play. But other than that, I felt like we did a pretty good job.
Well, let's talk about one more aspect before we move on to something else. How about the kicking game?
Kicking game, we didn't punt, but one time that was late in the fourth quarter when the game was in hand, and Seth did a great job with it. So most of the time we were kicking off, special teams. So Seth had one touchback out of maybe six, seven kickoffs, something mm-hmm. like that. So he did really well. And then Dante Stevens, one of our younger players, only plays on special teams. He had right. six tackles on the kickoff. So he told us he got to go eat pizza as one of the players of the week last week. He told us the kids were aggravating him, saying that, man, how come you didn't get blocked? He said, I was running down through there like a snake. And he did. He made six tackles.
That's great. That's great. You need young kids like that. And what grade is he in?
He's in 10th.
10th grade.
Yeah, he said, I was weaving in and out of them. They couldn't find me. I was running so fast. I was like, well, being scared's a good thing, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Buccaneers!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota and by Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, that was a great win this past Friday night. Screven County Gamecocks, we beat them 47-14, and that puts us in solid second place in the region. And on the schedule, two more games to go. Well, let's talk about what has happened with the portal game, which is coming up this Friday night.
Yeah, we've only played two home games. So we're supposed to have two at the end, back into this, to have four this year. And portal has canceled the ball game Friday night. They have, to my knowledge, about a third of their team on quarantine due to being exposed to the COVID virus. So they canceled last week against Claxton and have canceled this week against us. We're actually on a bye week. We have no game this week.
Well, I guess in a way it's a fortunate thing. We get credit for the win. The unfortunate thing is we don't get to play. We don't get a gate here at the school. We don't get our crowds enthused.
Yeah. Financially, it's tough on us. And, you know, some kids could say, hey, it's my senior year, I'd like to play. But this time of year, I thought it would be wise to heal up and get ready for the playoffs. You know, if it had been early in the year, we probably would have tried to pick someone up. But most of the teams that are out there right now that need ball games are a lot larger than us.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to take the chance of getting banged up headed into the last week and going to the playoffs.
Oh, well, that's good because now we've got 2 weeks to get ready for Jenkins, and Jenkins has had a very rough season, and We've got them for the last game, and then we'll go into the playoffs.
And Jenkins, you're right, they started off rough, but they have worked their way into a big ball game this upcoming Friday with Screven, because we beat Screven, and Jenkins upset ECI. If Jenkins were to upset Screven as well, then they would challenge us next Friday for the second-place seed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Go Screven.
Go Screven. Well, this could get very, very exciting.
Jenkins is coached by Coach David Johnson. He does a good job with them, and he's pretty excited about it. They run the eye, so he's, I don't know, I think they've won
old school
a few straight ball games here.
Uh-huh.
They're getting ready to, to play a big game against Screven, and, I'm pulling for Screven, so that we for sure lock this number two seed up.
Right.
But if not, then we'll settle it on the field and see who the number two seed is.
Well, that I think it would be good to have a pretty good solid opponent for the final game of the season,
yeah,
especially before going into the playoffs.
And look, we'll play them. They'll roll in here, hopefully, if no COVID incidents occur on either side. So they'll roll in here, and we'll have our last home regular season game of the year. And then if we win that one, or if they lose, it looks like we're going to host. I have a great chance to host. So if we do that, we're probably, based on the tiebreaker scenarios, we'll play either Turner County out of Region 2 or Clinch County out of Region 2 in the first round. So that's where we sit.
And both those teams perennially are always in the playoffs, so it'll be a good matchup any way you look at it.
Yeah, we feel good about the bracket that we're in. We feel like in the bracket that anybody could beat us, but we can also beat anybody in that bracket. So it's a good draw for all the teams involved in the bracket we're in, and we feel feel like if we're healthy and COVID-free and playing good football like we did Friday night, we've got a chance to make some noise in the playoff.
Is Charlton County still in the running for the playoffs?
They are. They're in a tiebreaker scenario. We played them earlier in the year, and I'm kind of glad that the tiebreaker scenarios have them not playing us. So I don't want to have to beat a good team twice, in 1 year. They get there at an advantage because they can say, well, here's what McIntosh did to us. Let's change it up. And here I am saying, here's what I'm going to try to do again, but I know you're going to change it.
So right.
It's tough. So it looks like if I understood stood their tiebreakers correctly, if Charlton County wins two of the next three, then we'll play Turner here. But if Charlton were to lose one of two of those three, then we would play Clinch here.
Okay. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Do you have a preference over which one of these teams you'd like to play?
I've been thinking about that really hard. I've kind of peeked at some film online from Clinch and Turner. Clinch runs an old school single wing offense.
Right.
So that doesn't bother me. I like the old school, battle. We're kind of old school in some ways.
We are.
So I kind of like that. And then I have a little history with Clinch. As when I was here before, so I like the rivalry. They're a good program, so it brings a good atmosphere to us. But also, I like the what I saw in film against Turner. We match up really well in some areas against them as well. So, we'll just take them 1 week at a time and see who we have to play. They're both good programs.
We've had some I call them historic battles with Clinch over the years, and for many years. This was way before you. We came here. We didn't do so well against Clinch County.
Yeah.
But since the 90s, we have fared well against Clinch County, and I'm glad to see that.
First tenure here, I was convinced our region schedule wasn't strong enough, so I went out and scheduled some tough ones, Charlton, Clinch, and we beat Clinch in the regular season. I think I was so dumb and young at the time, I thought, all right, we got rid of all them. I didn't realize we're going to have to play them in the second round, so we had to beat them twice.
I remember that.
That was not good.
Travel down there into the Rain Bowl.
I never even entered my pea brain at the time.
It was good rivalries. They're a good program. They're a very small school like we are, and, good old South Georgia high school football.
South Georgia football is good.
It is.
High caliber is good ball.
It is. It's exciting to watch. Well, Coach, I hate that we don't have a game this Friday night. With the environment we're in right now with COVID and everything, everybody's got to be extra careful. And unfortunately, they've got too many players that have been exposed and just can't field a team. And it really wouldn't be good for either team if they came down and played and only had half their squad. And
no, I wouldn't want to do that if I'm in their shoes. So I don't blame them. I just hate it for us. We're not getting to finish the season, with 10 ball games.
Yep. What kind of a schedule are you scheduling for the kids for these 2 weeks?
We're practicing Monday and Tuesday, off Wednesday for Veterans Day, and practicing Thursday and off Friday.
Good.
So a 3-day work week. I'm going to let them rest a little bit. We're a little banged up.
Well, I'm glad y'all are taking Veterans Day off.
Yeah.
It's a special day in this country. And then it's back to work, and then we got to take care of business with Jenkins County. That could be a game we thought we had second place wrapped up, and now it looks like we might have to fight for it.
Well, we do have it wrapped up unless they say, hey, we're going to challenge you for it. So we'll see.
Well, I'd like to see them come challenge us, Coach, because I think your team is up to the challenge and can show them that they've made a mistake.
Yeah, I think, Screven will be looking to rebound and get in the playoffs as well. So that's going to be a big ball game, and I think they're rivals up there. They're really close to each other.
They are.
I'm pretty sure they're rivals.
So it'll be a good game. Well, thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off. Coach, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.